great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good afternoon, sports fans. It is time for high school football here on WCDO. This is Harry Graves along with Dave Keller. This afternoon, we've come over the river and through the woods into Delaware County to Walton Central School. What a beautiful afternoon for football. And we will see a good game. Two unbeaten teams facing off. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats will be playing the Walton Warriors. Well, it is going to be homecoming weekend. We saw homecoming festivities last evening at Unitego Central School. This afternoon, we have seen several moments of halftime or pregame activities, actually, for the homecoming ceremonies here in Walton. Today's kickoff show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara or give them a call, Sydney 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both of these teams the very best in today's game and throughout the season. Football coming your way in just a few moments on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball farm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Walton Central School. The pregame festivities are over. We'll have football coming up for you in just a moment.
Yeah, Bainbridge-Guilford won the toss, elected to receive. The Walton Warriors are going to
defend the side of the field to our left, and the Sun will be at their back here in the first quarter. So for the offensive unit for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, we're going to have Corbin Palmer once again directing the activities and the field from his quarterback position. He is a junior. In that backfield, we're going to see Cody McDonald, Bill Holden, number 27, and junior Tyler Wiemet, number 44. Along the line, the center will be Tim Waltz. The guards will be Tyler Johnson and Austin Wheeler. Chris Pirelli and Dalton Johnson will be the tackles. Austin Bowerly and Ryan Porter will be the guards. Excuse me, the ends. And as you have can tell, we've got a kickoff and a lot of activity right at the very, very first play. Coaches are even on the field looking at things, but they say that the ball, which bounced a little bit loose, is going to be picked up by the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, and they will start things off.
Holy mackerel, talk about coming out shooting. I don't think that was intended to be an onside kickoff. It was just a squib kick along the ground, but unfortunately, one of the five linemen up front reached down and slowed it down, and Walton almost recovered.
So it will be at the 41-yard line. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats come out of the huddle, and they're ready to go. Ryan Porter split to the near side. Counting out will be Mr. Corbin Palmer, and he'll hand off in there to the money man, Mr. Bill Holden, and Holden gets up near midfield as he rumbles forward, picking up about 8 yards.
Yeah, he got hit in the backfield, but as you're going to see probably throughout the day, there's going to be a lot of tacklers going to be bouncing off of him.
Holden, a senior, 6'2", 225 pounds. He has been numero uno for carrying the ball for the Bobcats. Now the huddle breaks. Everybody comes up. Timmy Waltz up over the ball. He is a junior center. Up behind him, Corbin Palmer. Palmer now will go once again to Holden, and Holden just bulls his way across the line of scrimmage. He will pick up close to 5 yards and the first down for the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats.
Yeah, and, you know, Billy Holden's a big enough package to deal with, but he's got a pretty good and a seasoned line in front of him.
Tyler Johnson and Austin Wheeler, as we mentioned, the guards, a junior and a senior, each weighing in at 220 pounds. But the tackles next to them are 240 and 230, Dalton Johnson and Chris Pirelli. Palmer, long count. This time he goes to number 44, Tyler Wiemet. Wiemet tests the right side of the line, gets up to the line of scrimmage, maybe picks up the length of the football. Not much more than that. The ball's going to be placed down inches high of the 45.
Yeah, he only picked up a few inches, but I'll give him one on the stat sheet.
For those of you who didn't opt to go over the river and through the woods, what a pleasant drive today. Bright sunshine. Ball will go to Holden, and Holden going to be met at the line of scrimmage by a wall of Walton Warriors. No gain on that play. If anything, he lost an inch or two.
Yeah, 54, Justin DeJulio, and 56, Joe Sinistori, both in on that tackle. Stiffening up on the inside on defense, Walton.
It's interesting the things that you notice when you're sitting in the car alone. Not only did we have bright leaves and lots of blue sunshine, I couldn't get over the number of woolly caterpillars on the road today. Dropping back, it's going to be Palmer. He intends downfield for number 21 for the BG Bobcats. That's Jake Mazzarelli. Mazzarelli can't catch up to the ball, and it goes for a big, long strike, and it will bring up. Oh, no. Flags on the fly. Let's see.
The early indication is it's against Walton. I think they're going to call roughing the passer.
It is going to be marched off against the Walton Warriors, and that will negate all downs that you thought of before because it will be first and now 10 for the BG Bobcats as they put the ball down at the 31-yard line. In Walton Warrior territory. Palmer looks left, looks right. Now he runs off to his left and tosses it downfield. The intended receiver, Ryan Porter. Porter at 6'5", couldn't jump high enough to get that one.
Yeah, it was just a play-action pass. Palmer faked a handoff to a running back going to his right, rolled out to his left, which to him is good because he's a left-handed thrower. But when you overthrow Ryan Porter, that's saying a lot.
Coming in from the sidelines with the play, Jake Mazzarelli. He is in the huddle, ready to go, and finally the huddle breaks. A big crowd here early. The ball will be handed off to Holden. Holden, right side of the line, will get about half of what he needs as he goes across to the 28-yard line before he's finally hit. We'll see where they spot the ball then. Looks like it will be closer to the 27-yard line. Gain on that play, we'll call it four. We'll be conservative.
Thing about Billy Holden, he's big and he's strong. He's not so dangerous when he first gets the ball. It's when he gets into the next level of the defense. Then he can turn north and south, and he's tough to bring down.
Porter holds his hands up next to his chest. Now he is the intended receiver. He bats the ball away because right there with him, step by step, was Nick Shields. Nick Shields, 5'10", 148 pounds. That time did what he had to do defensively and broke up that play. It will bring up now, I can't see the marker, I believe third down.
Yeah, they should turn that thing so we can see it, will you? Come on, man. Well, anyway, I'll look at the scoreboard. Third down. Yeah, the down marker, the box, they call it. He's got it turned so that we're seeing the edge of it and not the full face of it.
Mazzarelli off to the right side. Porter on the left side. Dropping back is going to be Corbin Palmer. Palmer manages to thread the needle. He goes right to Ryan Porter. Porter picks up the first down. The ball spotted down at the 20-yard line.
Just enough for a first down.
Both of these teams unbeaten this season. As far as Walton is concerned, they're 3-0 in league play, 4-0 overall. And the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats have the same record. The difference is Walton has had a little better scoring average. Now Palmer comes out, goes to Holden. Holden is bottled up almost immediately, and there will be no significant gain on that carry.
You know, you mentioned they're both undefeated, and both teams are scoring pretty well. Walton's got a few more points. BG's only allowed 66 points on defense against the 139 that they've scored. But Walton, always overshadowed by their offense, is their defense always tough. They've only allowed 27 points in four games.
Yeah, but they've also scored 154, and that ratio is pretty daunting. Palmer puts it in one man's gut, puts it in another man's gut, now decides to run it himself and finally runs out of bounds up at about the 10-yard line. And that should be good enough for the first down. He is out of bounds, they say, at about the 9. So first and goal to go from the 9-yard line. Corbin Palmer going off to talk to the coaches himself this time. Now comes back onto the field and is ready to go.
BG mixing it up pretty good. Little run, little pass. Mostly run, but a lot of play action as well.
So now Mr. Cool, Corbin Palmer, will go on the ground. A short gain as he goes once again to the workhorse, Billy Holden. The 6'2", 225-pound Holden manages to get just the length of the football or a little more, and then he's going to be stopped right there.
And he was wrapped up right away by Justin DeJulio. I hope I'm pronouncing his name right.
DeJulio.
DeJulio. Okay.
Splitting out to the near side will be Palmer as we get ready to go again. Mazzarella to the far side. Low, long count by Palmer. Somebody moved. They'll go off to Tyler Wiemet. Wiemet, right side of the line, gets a short gain down to about the 5-yard line.
Somebody did move, but apparently not enough to draw a flag.
6:33, clock running, first period of this scoreless ball game here at Walton on a spectacular fall afternoon. For some reason, I always seem to think that Columbus Day weekend is going to be this kind of weekend. Corbin Palmer calls out the signals, drops back. He wants the pass. It's a wobbly pass, and guess what? It's right into the hands of Ryan Palmer. So Ryan Palmer and
Ryan
the BG...
Porter.
Ryan Porter, excuse me.
Correct.
Ryder, Ryan Porter and the BG Bobcats come up with a score at 6:05, period number one.
And you got to credit Nick Shields. You know, he was on him, but Ryan Porter used his big body to shield him off of the ball. Nice catch.
The man who will be doing the kicking attempt will be Zach Falciani. And he is going to kick it up, and it is good. So as a result, that kick is up and through, and as a result, it becomes a 7-0 contest. So the BG Bobcats come into this, we'll call it enemy territory, and on the first drive from scrimmage, put 7 points on the board. The BG Bobcats over the Walton Warriors, 7-0. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller. Short kick by the BG Bobcats. It is going to be gathered in. Let's see. That is going to be by number 30-something. Whatever. The run back will be back to about the 44-yard line, and finally people will be stopped right there. The Walton Warriors today, under the direction of Dalton Kamieninski, we've seen him before. He's a senior, 6'1", 195 pounds. The number one back that he had gone to all season, Trevor Spencer, is not in there today. He was injured in a Delhi game, so Mike Beers, Nick Shields, and Robert Albro will be in that backfield. Count now by Kamieninski. He sends a man in motion. That's Nick Shields in motion, but he will keep the ball on the ground to number 14, Mike Beers. And Beers, a junior, 6 foot, 186 pounds, gets almost enough for the first down. Give him 9, and they're across in Bainbridge-Guilford territory.
Yeah, Beers doing a nice job of slipping an arm tackle. Just about squirted loose. Second down and 1 gives them a lot of possibilities here.
Justin DiGiulio, number 54, is a 263-pound center. What an anchor to have going. They're going to send Shields in motion, and this time they will go to Shields, and Shields gets across for 5-10, about 15 yards as he finally gets down to the 35-yard line and will be stopped there.
Finally brought down by Tyler Wimette. But big first down.
So the line markers will move down. The ball just inches high of the 35-yard line in Bainbridge-Guilford territory. BG leads this contest 7-0. 5 minutes showing on the clock, opening period. Dalton Kamieninski, long count, then goes off to Michael Beers. Beers rumbles straight forward for about 5 as he puts his shoulder down and gets down to the 30-yard line. This is the time when you're up by a 7-0 score early in the ball game that the test will come down to your defensive unit. Can they stiffen to give you the defense you need. We have timeout on the field. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Grace and Dave Keller back here at Walton Central School. Dalton Kamininski is going to send Dan Jakeways, a sophomore, 5'6", 133 pounds. Excuse me, I said sophomore. A senior, 5'6", 133 pounds. They send him out to the left side and get ready to go from there. We had flags all over the place. That will mean first down as they'll move the first down marker up to the 25-yard line. Kamininski looks left and then right and finally goes to Mike Beers again. And Beers is getting down inside the 10 before the Bobcat defense is finally able to bring him down. So it will be first and goal for the Walton Warriors. 4 minutes showing on the clock. Remember, the BG Bobcats scored at 6:05. And now over 2 minutes, it's been all Walton Warriors. A battle of the unbeatens here in Delaware County today. The ball kept on the ground. The carrier, number 41, that's Robert Albro. Albro, big 200-pound senior, manages to get down a little closer to the goal line. The ball at about the 5.
Pickup of 2. Walton running that strong I formation that time. Double tight end. You know they're going to run when that's kind of a formation. Of course, it's Walton. They're going to run anyway.
3:20 on the clock. Opening period of play. The Bobcats lead it 7-0. Dalton Kamininski now is going to go to his money man. This one is going to be, very close to first down territory, but he won't get in as he is going to be stopped at about the 1 yard line. I was looking on that one. I believe that was Mike Beers. I'm not dead certain. Kamininski has Justin DiGilio at center. He has Joe Sinistore and Josh Hammond as the guards. Is Mel Kerstetter and Mike Hogan as the tackles. And if you look across that group right there, 197 is the smallest guy. Kamininski going back again to Beers. And Beers is going to be in for the touchdown. That coming at 2:31 of period number one. So we'll give the plunge 1 whole yard to Mike Beers. And it becomes a 7-6 contest.
Well, Walton answers right back. Millie, we're going to have one kind of a football game on this glorious weather day. Walton going for 2.
So Nick Shields in that backfield now. And the ball will be kept on the ground, and it will not be good. So as a result, the PAT run attempt is going to be no good. And as a result, the BG Bobcat lead is preserved, but it has been cut down to a single point. The Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats 7, the Walton Warriors 6. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on WCDO.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Dave Keller, Saturday afternoon in Walton, New York, and a very fine crowd here. This is an interesting stadium because the school is up behind us, and then there's a bit of a hill so that people can sit on their blankets and lawn chairs out on the hillside if you don't want to sit in the bleachers. And they're seeing themselves a good contest. 2.5 minutes left, period number one. 7-6 is our score, and the ball going to be kicked off by the Walton Warriors. A short kick, and it's going to go up and be fallen on by one of the Walton Warriors. The onside kick will be brought down by Derek Bokey. And Derek Bokey, a very happy gentleman. He is 5'9", 159 pounds. He is a junior. And as a result of that onside kick, the Walton Warriors continue to have possession of the football.
That's the second time they've kicked a ball like that, and the first time they almost recovered. This time they did.
The BG Bobcat offense has looked better so far today than the defense has. So the defensive unit getting another chance. Here's Kamininski. He will go in there to number 24, Nick Shields. And Nick Shields just picks away at that Bobcat defense. He'll pick up about five, get down across the 45-yard line into Bobcat territory. The ball will be second and five at the 44-yard line.
BG Bears, they've got a pretty good size line, but their linebackers are usually their most active people. They're flying all over the field.
In the backfield, Nick Shields and Mike Beers, along with Robert Albro. The ball kept on the ground. They'll go to the aforementioned Albro. He'll get down very close to first down territory. It looks like he'll be about a yard short. The ball just inches low side of the 40. So it brings up now a third and one to go.
Third down and one.
Yeah. Third and one. Watch out for a tricky snap count.
Split out on the far side will be Danny Jakeways. We're seeing Jakeways a lot more today than folks say he has been in these games all along. The ball will be on the ground. It is going to be Mike Beers carrying. He will easily get the first down as he rumbles to the 31-yard line, just that much deeper into Bobcat territory. 103 showing on the clock.
Mike Beers with a healthy 9-yard first down run. That's brought him up to over 40 yards so far on the day.
Now we're going to have a momentary break in the action for one of the players as we have an equipment problem being attended to here on the near sidelines. That will mean a new running back in there momentarily. The ball kept on the ground. Albro will carry, and Albro still on his feet as he gets down inside the 25 to about the 23-yard line before he is tripped up.
Albro with a very determined run that time. He was shaking off a few defenders. One of them was Corbin Palmer.
Yeah, let's see. Mike Beers on the near sideline. That's who I thought it was, but I didn't dare say his name. He had something wrong with his shoulder pads, took off his jersey and his shoulder pads, and the coaches went to work right then. 6 second showing, and they're going to be calling timeout for the Walton Warriors as they want to get one more play in here before they finally go into the quarter. So we've got to pause the action. We'll be right back. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zine Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Dave Keller. We just had the score of the Deposit Hancock game against the Delhi Bulldogs. Just that was passed along to us. 7-0. So Deposit up by a single touchdown in that game down there. Right here, it's a single point that separates the two. The BG Bobcats 7-6 over the Walton Warriors. Now the Warriors trot back onto the field. They have the ball as they're moving from our left to our right. The sun is to their backs right now. They want to take advantage of their field position if they can. They have now just 5 seconds left in period number one. Kamininski keeps it on the ground, goes to Beers, and Beers is going to be stopped, but not until he picks up the first down. As he gets down into the teens, it looks to me like they'll say the 16-yard line, and we are at the end of the quarter. So the teams and the officials will move to the other end of the field. The Walton Warriors will come back with the sun in their eyes. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on WCDO.
Your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include fresh, grade A, boneless, and skinless chicken breast, 3 pounds or more, just $1.69 a pound. Land O'Lakes butter quarters, $2.99 each. Assorted banquet, select, or value menu meals, 10 for $10. Large California red, green, or black seedless grapes, $1.29 a pound, and 6 packs of Thomas's English muffins, buy one, get one free. Plus, you can earn a $20 gift certificate if you spend $400 in groceries from now until November 12th at the Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Watch your totals grow at the bottom of your receipt each time you shop. Use it towards your Thanksgiving meal or whatever you choose from your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays. Like us on Facebook.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats scored on their first offensive drive. Since then, they've been on defense the whole time as the Walton Warriors grounded out for one touchdown, could not score on the PAT, and now have mounted a second good offensive drive.
Yeah, and Walton looks like they've perfected that little onside kick, just a little squib kick. It gets past the 10 yards that they need, and so far they're 1-for-2.
So we have Dalton Kamininski as he will try to go the last 16 yards. They're going to go to Mike Beers, and the 6-foot junior manages to chip away. He'll pick up about 6 of what he needed. It was 1st and 10 from the 16-yard line.
And coming, Tyler we met in on the tackle.
Coming back into the ball game is Robert Albro. Going out of the game will be Austin Kilmer, who had been running in that backfield for a play or two. Well, Albro got a bit of a rest. No hurry in the huddle. 11-18, period number two. Now snapping out of there is Justin DiGiulio. He goes up over the football. He is an impressive guy, 6'4", 263 pounds. Dalton Kamenetsky up behind him. Carrying the ball will be Robert Albro. Albro will get down very close to first down territory, and he does have the first down. It will be first and goal to go for the Walton Warriors from about the two-yard line.
Just running behind those big linemen.
Kamenetsky discussing the play in the huddle with the rest of his teammates. We have not seen him worry at all about the ends and the receivers in this ballgame. You almost wouldn't know that Brandon Gladstone is one of them and Brandon Schofield the other. I don't think their names have been mentioned. It is going to be Michael Beers on the carry. And Michael Beers will go in for the touchdown that will put the Walton Warriors ahead. This score coming at 10:29, and it's going to be a one-yard run by Beers. So it is going to be now a 7-12 ball game. As we'll get ready to see how this particular PAT will go. It is going to be another on-the-ground attempt. Nick Shields in the backfield along with Michael Beers. The pitch goes to Shields, and Shields will prance on over. So with that, we have the Walton Warriors go up on top by a score of 14-7. You're listening to football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles. Every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Dave Keller here from Walton on a Saturday afternoon. The BG Bobcats now get their offensive unit ready to go. The ball will be teed up one more time by Derek Bokey, the 5'9 junior. If I remember right, when he takes his helmet off, he's a redhead. Kicks that ball. This time it takes a big bounce, and it will be grabbed down in there by Jake Mazzarella. And Mazzarella is hit almost immediately. And it will be down at about the 37-yard line, back in Bobcat territory.
Yeah, Mazzarella didn't want to take any chances. He just caught the ball off of one of those funny football hops and went right down with it. Take the field position, you know.
The offensive unit gets the chance again. Remember, we haven't seen the BG offense since the first two or three minutes of the ball game when they were able to mount a good drive. We have a football player with a shoelace that is open, so they're going to go ahead and take time for him to tie that shoelace.
Now that's teamwork for you.
No, it's probably a case that it's too much trouble with all the equipment to bend down that far.
He had his buddy do it.
Corbin Palmer in the backfield, and the ball will be going off to Billy Holden, and Holden is given a ride backwards as the Walton line has read his progress perfectly. He is dropped back for about a three-yard loss.
And that's what you got to do with big, strong backs like Billy Holden. You got to get them in the backfield before they can get their shoulders squared and heading straight upfield.
Palmer has Cody McDonald, Billy Holden, Tyler Wiemat in that backfield. The two, they're really not two big men in that backfield. This time they will go off in there. Let's see, it's going to be Palmer himself who scampers. Now there is a flag all over the place as he runs out of bounds. He had gotten a good gain on that play.
before the flag flew.
He picked up about 10 yards, but I think they got a late hit against Walton. You know, he was probably just stepping out of bounds when another guy hit him. So that's going to tack 15 on top of that.
So they move the chains and the down markers on the far sideline. The white hat picks up the football and now begins to march off the penalty. They will spot it down at the 40-yard line. It will be first and 10 Bobcats from the Walton 40.
Look at our officiated crew there, local crew. I see Tom Hager out there. He was doing the game we were at last night.
Tom Hager, the ball will be kept on the ground as, it is going to be stacked up all the way across. I believe that was Bill Holden again. They'll keep working on him. No gain on the play. If anything, a loss of about a yard.
Yeah, right now they're stacking really holding up. They have to go with a little misdirection, perhaps.
Yeah, that's called strategy. From then on, you have to figure out, all right, what's plan B and how can we make that work? Out over the football, Timmy Waltz. He's up over the center position. Right behind him is Corbin Palmer. Split out to the near side is going to be number 21. That is going to be Mazzarella. And Mazzarella can't catch up to the football. That time, Palmer had a bit of a wobble on that pass, and it was nowhere near the intended receiver.
Yeah, the Walton defense had a lot of pressure on Palmer, and he was leaning back on his back foot, so he couldn't get any zip on that ball. He was feeling the pressure that time.
Sophomore Lucas Butcher coming into the contest. He's 5'7", 143 pounds. So now Palmer is going to be looking back and wanting to pass, and the ball is batted down. It was intended out there. I don't know for who, but Tim Waltz pounced on it. So rather it hit Waltz in the back of the helmet, I do not know. But he was the man who managed to get it down. It will be virtually no gain on that play, as you can figure, incomplete forward pass. It is a third, and we will call it
fourth
now, and we'll call it still 11.
Looks like a punt.
And a punting situation. The ball kicked into the air by number 87, Austin Bowerly, and it goes into the end zone for a touchback, and it will be first and 10 for the Walton Warriors. Well, as we said, this is homecoming weekend. Orange balloons all over the place. Everybody's showing their orange and black. They were commenting before the game. They said, man, who would ever select to take black jerseys on a day like today? But the Warriors are proudly wearing their black. Bright orange numerals. Ball down at the 20-yard line. First and 10 for the Walton Warriors. 8:50 showing in period number two. Walton leading at 14-7. And we will have, ball carrier. Let's see if that's going to be Shields. Nope, number 14. That is going to be Mike Beers who carries the ball. Short pickup, maybe two.
And he got stacked up by, looks like number 21. That would be Jake Mazzarella.
So the BG Bobcat defensive unit, hoping that they can get stiffened is the best way of saying it. Big Billy Holden in the backfield. You can see him towering among the other defensive backs. Man goes in motion. Oh, look out. There goes Nick Shields. Nick Shields to the near sideline is finally going to be forced out of bounds at about the 35-yard line. He will get a pickup for the first down. 8 minutes remaining in period number two.
We had two separate flags down. I think there were two different things. You mentioned Billy Holden, and I was watching him. He had two guys come out and hit him. And I think they're going to say that he was engaged with one of them when the other guy came out to hit him, and you can't do that.
Holding called on the Walton Warriors. That will force them way back. Is that our buddy Bert Beams running the crew down there today?
He's down there, yeah.
He's the man who makes the call and moves everybody back. That is down at the 14-yard line, and it will bring up another. I love this because what I see across the way and what I see on the scoreboard, I can't necessarily jive them. They say 2nd and 15. So Kamenetsky and company, they're going to send Nick Shields in motion again, and this time it will be Kamenetsky dropping back, looking to pass. Oh, look out. Way downfield is number 10. That is going to be Danny Jakeways, and Jakeway saw how strong Dalton Kamenetsky's arm is as he fired that one a country mile and led Jakeways a little bit too much.
That was their first pass attempt. You know, they've been running successfully, and I think they would have been really happy if he could have caught the ball, but I think that was just to serve notice to the defense. You guys better stay back there and be alert.
Kamenetsky has an arm as he fires that one way out. And a very interesting thing that time, as Corbin Palmer shook Danny Jakeway's hand. He had had to run a long way, and he just simply said, good try. So Kamenetsky, this time going to send Shields in motion, and the ball will go to the aforementioned Shields. Oh, great play. Great play in there by number 88, Ryan Porter. Porter got a hold of Shields' jersey and yanked him around. Actually didn't bring him down, but significantly slowed him down. We have a flag on the play.
Okay, it's going to be a face mask against the defense. So that'll push the sticks. First down, Walton.
So they will march off the penalty against the BG Bobcats. I still say that that play was significantly made by Ryan Porter. He just slowed everybody down. Otherwise, Shields could have been off to the races.
Yeah, he did. He got a hold of that jersey. He almost ripped it off, but then it slipped out of his hands.
7:39, period number two. Walton leading at 14-7 over the BG Bobcats. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here on WCDO Radio. The ball going to be put into the hands of, let's see, I want to say that's going to be Beers, but I haven't seen him come up off the bottom of the pile yet. Short gain on the play, probably about 3 yards. And what do they say? Number 41. So that looks like Albro coming up off the bottom of the back.
Well, it is.
Gain on that play of about 4. And we'll call it a 2nd and 6.
You know, it's a beautiful day. As you look across the field, people could come out of their houses and sit on their roof and have a front row seat.
Split off to the near side this time, number 26. That is going to be Austin Kilmer. Kamenetsky barks out the signals, and he passes it to Nick Shields on the near side. Shields, who is speedy, finally gets across midfield, across the 45, and runs out of bounds at the 41-yard line over in Bobcat territory.
And he caught a nice block from number 26, Austin Kilmer. Just a little bump. He knocked the cornerback out and gave him a chance to scoot upfield for the first.
Well, you looked at that play and you saw Kilmer in there. We haven't seen Kilmer in that many times. He is another sophomore, 5'11", 144 pounds. And you just sensed that there was going to be pass. You didn't sense that it was necessarily going to go to Kilmer. Kamenetsky stands up tall, looks up and down his line. Now he goes back to his money game. Albro on the ground. And Albro, the 201-pound senior, gets across the 40 down to the 37-yard line. Picks up about 3 on that play. There you see on the field Nick Shields, and you begin to get a sense of what he is going through. He picks up the water bottle. He does take a sip, but more, he squeezes down his back just to cool himself down. Man split out. That's Jakeway over on the right side. The ball will be kept on the ground. It's going to be Beers. Oh, Beers sees that he has a couple of white shirts in front of him, and he takes a big leap like a big running deer and tries to hurdle himself over top of Corbin Palmer. The white shirts manage to grab a hold of him and bring him down, but not until he gets to the 20-yard line. So that time you saw what a good power runner will do. Number 26, Austin Kilmer, off to the right side along with Danny Jakeways this time. Kamininski looking up, going to keep the ball on the ground. He will go in there to, I believe that is going to be Beers. We'll have to wait and see. And, yep, it is Beers. He will pick up about 4 yards as he gets down to about the 16. One thing that we will say about this field is that our press box location is elevated just enough so you can almost see everything that's going on. We have, I was going to say an equipment timeout, and I don't know if it's actually equipment timeout or somebody got something in their eye, but a momentary officials timeout. Now we're ready to go, and Kamininski has his crew in the huddle. 5 minutes coming up on the clock. Jakeways split all the way out to the right side. Also going over there is Nick Shields. Watch for Shields to go into motion, coming to the near side this time. We'll see. Nope, he doesn't. He goes to the far side, and the ball goes to Mike Beers. So Beers gets down for the first down, and he will be close to the five. And it will be first and goal to go for the Walton Warriors.
Mike Beers, you know, Walton's got a nice blocking scheme up front. He gets through that offensive line and gets past the defensive line, and he's already into the second level before they even get a hand on him.
4:40 showing on the clock. Period number two. Walton leading 14-7 over the BG Bobcats. Jakeways again split out to the far side, and also over on that side is Shields. Ball will be kept on the ground as it's going in there to Mike Beers, and Beers gets in for the touchdown. So at 4:21 of period number two, the second score goes into the books, and again, it is going to be Mike Beers who has carried and scored, carried and scored, carried and scored. Mike Beers now putting the Walton Warriors up on top by a 20-7 score.
Mike Beers, he's kind of long and lanky, 6 feet, 186 pounds, but he's also got some giddy up in those legs.
PAT attempt coming up right now. 20-0 is our score. Kamininski barking his signals out. He will drop back. A little pop pass over the top intended in there for number 87. That is Brandon Gladstone. So we'll let Brandon Gladstone have his moment of glory as he has put the Walton Warriors up on top by a score of 22-7. Over the BG Bobcats. Football on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I'm here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Walton. So there, Coach Dave, you've seen it go from a 1-0 score all of a sudden to a 1-3 score, if we can call it that way.
Yeah, well, we haven't seen BG's offense on the field all that much early in the game, but Walton has kind of taken over here.
Derek Bokey raises his hand, and again, kicks one of those low kicks. It is going to be grabbed initially by number 3 for the BG Bobcats. I don't even have him on my roster. The ball is touched by him and then goes out of bounds. So it will be Bainbridge-Guilford ball. You say Cody McDonald?
Number three, Cody.
Okay, he does not have his, what, number 24 today, okay?
And then the ball, you know, he was the last one to touch it. Then the ball went out of bounds, so BG's going to get the ball back there. First and 10 on their own 27-yard line. 4 minutes, 17 seconds to go.
So Corbin Palmer manages to try to get things going, and it is no go. And they say it's going to be broken loose, the football, and the Walton Warriors will take over in excellent field position at about the 25-yard line. So the officials change footballs. I don't know if that was a bad handoff or if somebody hit the ball carrier hard.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Corbin Palmer got a hold of it cleanly, because a lot of confusion in there. But Walton comes up with a ball, breaks going their way, and they could come up with another score here before halftime.
First and 10 for the Walton Warriors. This, a battle of the unbeatens. The BG Bobcats scored first. The Walton Warriors have controlled the game since the opening moments of play, however. So Dalton Kamieninski looking to pass near side. Nick Shields, look out, could be it right here. Shields gets down to about the 5-yard line. Finally, he's grabbed around the shoulders by Corbin Palmer, who pushes him out of bounds.
Number 10, Brandon Jaques, out there doing a great job sealing off the defensive back on him to allow that receiver outside.
3:59 on the clock. The Warriors in the huddle. Danny Jaques off to the near side. And Nick Shields is on the left side, too, this time. Kamieninski going to keep the ball on the ground as he will go again to number 14. That is Beers. And the play will be stopped at about the 5-yard line.
The ball squirted out, but I think they called him down before it did.
3:43 on the clock. Beers coming back into the ball game. He had come over to the sidelines, as had Kamieninski. They also have in their number 30. I don't have him in my, or I have him in there as Casey Bowker. Bowker, a senior, 5'8", 170 pounds. Kamieninski looking first left and then right. Now he goes on the ground. Oh, look out. He goes to Beers again. And Beers has scored now three times, but he won't score this time. They'll continue the suspense a little longer. 2:58 showing on the clock. Beers battles his way to about the one. He will be stopped there.
It's going to be third down and goal to goal. BG needs to stiffen up in there if they want to stay in this game.
So the Walton Warriors knocking at the door one more time. Justin DiGilio out of the huddle. He's up over the football. And this time the handoff will once again go to Beers. Beers gets good running start, but he runs into a Bobcat wall and will not score this time.
Jake Mazzarella did a nice job of penetrating into the backfield and getting underneath his legs.
Kamieninski over talking to the coaching staff. Remember, we have the coaches on the roof here, so they can get a different perspective than you see from the sidelines. And as a result, they're radioing their calls down. Jake weighs off to the near side along with Nick Shields. Kamieninski's ready to go. He will go off in there to Beers, and this time Beers does go in for the touchdown. So Beers, getting a one-yard run that time, manages to pop himself over top of the defenders. And with that, the score goes up to 28-7.
PG, boy, they need to stiffen up inside, especially down by the goal line. Beers is just pounding it in behind his lineman. They haven't stopped him yet.
The one thing you can always expect from the Walton Warriors is a well-disciplined team. We are seeing the people who've been playing all year playing well. We're seeing people we haven't seen a whole lot playing well. This time, the ball will be put in the air to number 31, Tanner Goodrich. So Goodrich, another sophomore, 5'11", 143 pounds, manages to get that PAT pass, and with that, the score goes up to 30-7. You're listening to football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves from Dave Keller back here at Walton. Oh, a little press box humor as they pass the score along. The deposit, and we went through this before. Deposit Hancock, I think it's the Eagles now that they are, now that they're a combined school for football. Are leading Delhi by a 22-0 score. Oh, the ball is going to be grabbed by Kenny Jagway. Oh, what an interesting play. We have one very frustrated player in senior Danny Jakeway. That kick came down, bounced once, was touched by Jakeway, touched by a number of different players. And he kept running for the ball, but being a football, it takes erratic bounces, and he never could catch it. He was one very disgusted guy. He was finally brought down by one of the Bobcats.
And the interesting thing about it, he was doing a tightrope walk along the sideline, and with a football, you expected it to shoot out of bounds. It didn't.
That score coming at 1:35, period number two. 30-7 is our score. The ball will be passed by Palmer as Corbin Palmer passes it out intended on the far sideline for Ryan Porter. Porter couldn't catch up to it, and as a result, the BG Bobcats find themselves with a second and 10.
You know, BG's got some big receivers, and maybe that's what they need to do right here is just to loosen up that Walton defense, is hit those big receivers to try and get mismatches.
Jake Mazzarella to the near side. The ball will be passed over to Porter. Porter going to get some running room. He will get a first down as he's finally forced out of bounds at the 35 as he almost wipes out an official over on the sidelines. Give him 15 on that play. Porter, 6'5", 210 pounds, 1:13 showing on the clock, 30-7. The Walton Warriors leading the Bobcats of Bainbridge-Guilford. So the ball will be kept on the ground. Billy Holden picking up five as he gets to the 40 before he's forced down right in front of the Bainbridge-Guilford bench over on the far side of the field, and we have a pause in the action. Timeout Bainbridge-Guilford, 1 minute remaining here in the first half of this ball game. You're listening to Sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So 1 minute we have remaining in the first half of this contest. The Walton Warriors have completed their discussions on the near sideline the Bainbridge-Guilford huddle is still going on over across the way.
Bainbridge-Guilford is trailing 30-7. They have 1 minute left here in the first half, and they would love to get into the end zone to try and scrape back into this game.
Timmy Waltz up over the football as the huddle breaks up. Porter off to the near side this time. The ball kept on the ground. Holden is going to break through, and now he goes down to the 35-yard line. A man dove forward and managed to just catch his heel and brought Holden down hard at about the 31.
And Holden was, he just couldn't get his feet going, but once he gets up, cranking in the open field, he's got speed for a big guy. A lot of speed.
It was very interesting that time. I don't know who happened to get a hand on him. I don't know if you caught that or not, but I'll tell you, that Warrior definitely saved a touchdown because Holden was off to the races. 51.6 seconds remaining in this first half of the ball game.
That was a diving swipe at the feet, and he caught one of them, brought him down.
For those of you who want to hear that defensive play again or that offensive drive, all of our broadcasts in 2011 are being archived. So you can go to www.wcdoradio.com, go to the sports tab, and then go to the audio archive. And all of the games are right there. You can listen 24 hours a day. Just click and enjoy. That website again, WCDOradio.com. Archive football. Okay, we're ready to go. Here's Corbin Palmer. Time is running out. He drops back. He puts the ball into the air, and it's going to be picked off. Danny Jakeways goes way up and picks it off. Now he runs into traffic at the midfield area, and he will be grabbed in there by number 27, Billy Holden. Holden bounces him down at the 47-yard line in Bainbridge-Guilford territory.
Yeah, you saw what Palmer was trying to do, but it was not a good pass. He floated it up into a crowd, and Jakeways came down with it. I think maybe he should have thrown that one out of bounds or ran with it.
So Jakeways, who we were told was not a starter, he wasn't on our listing as starters, has seen a lot of playing time today and actually been involved in a lot of plays. He picks that one off and returns it back up for about 30-some-odd yards.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was the one that knocked Holden down when Holden was busting that run.
So it is Nick Shields off on the far side. Rolling back is Kamenetsky. He can't find an open man, so he decides to scramble and run with it himself. And with that, he is being brought down by number 50.
All right. Chris.
To help speed local recovery efforts, NBT Bank is now offering a special flood relief loan through October 31st, 2011. Flexible terms are available for a rate of 3% APR for both personal and business installment loans. Additional personal loan options are also available. We wish our customers and communities the best in their recovery efforts. We are here to help, so stop by or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves and Dave Keller, we've got about 30 seconds remaining as the Walton Warriors had been dropped for about a 3-yard loss when we momentarily got unplugged, but they called him in an immediate timeout, so you haven't missed a darn thing. 31.1 seconds, 30-7 is the score. The Walton Warriors leading the BG Bobcats. Oh, we have blowing across there that time. Big old Billy Holden. And I don't see any flags. He must have gotten that one by a millisecond.
Timed it perfectly. He came in from his linebacker spot. He got about a 4-yard run as the ball was snapped.
Well, and with this, the time is going to run out. They won't even take the play. 7-6-5-4. Kamenetsky just standing there. Now he gets down ready to go. His time runs out. He does get the snap. He goes off in there to Beers. Look out. Beers could go all the way. He's still up. He's down to the 20. And he's finally going to be brought down in a punishing blow down at about the 15-yard line. So the score doesn't change. But once again, Walton just sort of rubs it in and says, guys, we are controlling this ball game. You're listening to Football on a Saturday Afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.